show.
See, I'm in some of the managers.
Alright guys, and we are back here with Noah.
What is up?
We are going to be comparing Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes. What do you think about that, Noah?
I don't know. Pat, he's a starter, but
he's
a god. He's
a
god. I'm gonna say that. I'm not.
What about Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson has a little more time on his hands, as in like he's been playing longer.
Yeah.
But Patrick Mahomes, he just came in and he's killing it.
He's good.
He's killing it.
He's good. All right, we are here looking at Russell Wilson's stats. Russell Wilson has, just in 2018, a total of 3,448 yards. That's pretty good.
With 7 interceptions.
And, dang, Patrick Mahomes has 5,097.
But 12 interceptions. He has, in the year 2018, he has thrown... Russell has thrown less interceptions, but he has more yards.
And Pat has 12.
How many touchdowns does...
Touchdowns.
50.
50 touchdowns for
Pat
Mahomes
and
35 for Wilson.
That's insane. For a rookie?
Oh, yeah. For Mahomes? He's a rookie, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 6'3", 230 pounds.
Oh, gosh. What is Wilson? Oh, he's
5'11",
215. In Wilson's career, he's done...
25,624 yards.
Yeah, and Mahomes has done...
Wilson's...
Well, he hasn't been playing that long, so he only has, like, 5,381. But look, all of that just from 2018, basically.
Yeah.
Because in 2018, it's 5,097, and career, it's 5,381. That's good. Is that average? Approximate value. Wilson... 14 career 114. Mahomes is 22 career 20. Dang, just last year he has all that. That's pretty good. Alright, guys, we will be back here shortly. Our good friend Noah has left. See you soon. Alright guys, we are going to take a short little break here and then we will be right back. I think the next topic we'll be talking about is, we may come back with the same topic, basketball, but we'll switch over to high school. We'll look at the high school records and see how high school's doing. And anyways, I will be back here soon. See you guys. Alright, hey guys, welcome back. I am going to be talking about this kid, Isaac Haney. He's from Dora, Missouri. Dora is kind of by West Plains, Missouri, and West Plains is where I'm from. And so this kid is crazy, crazy good. As a freshman, he played varsity. As a freshman, he averaged 22.5 5 points per game. He averaged 2.1 defensive rebounds per game. But, gosh, it's crazy. And as a freshman, he played 30 games. His shooting as a varsity, playing 30 games, he made a total of 676 points. That is freaking a lot of points to be making as a freshman. And 2018 through the 2019 season, he didn't really get to play that much as a sophomore. He only played 13 games. Out of 13 games, he made 318 points. But as a freshman and sophomore, there's only 2 years. And out of those 2 years, he had a total of 994 points. That is crazy. Like, I don't even know. And as a freshman, he made 99 3-pointers. And out of, okay, so he had a 99 out of 241. And that is, okay, that's pretty good, but he should have, I just think that's really good. But 676 points as a freaking freshman, I still can't get over that. And I think he's going to be a junior next year. He's played a total of 43 games. And I'm on the Max Prep website, and it says Isaac has only played on 2 basketball teams covered by Max Prep. And just from this, he's this scoring and everything. I'm pretty sure he hit 1,000 points last year and he got a big award for it. But that's crazy. As a freshman, so next year I'm going to be a freshman. So imagine me going in as a freshman and me scoring 600 and some points as a freshman. And then I go in as a sophomore and I score like 300 more. By my junior year, I'm going to have like 1,000 points. That's like a dream come true. And he's just a kid out of a small town, because Georgia's pretty small. Just a kid out of a small town has these crazy stats. It's just amazing. Anyways, we're going to come back and we're going to find another kid. And he's in high school too. We'll search up another high school kid and see like what his stats are and stuff. Alright, hey guys. We are back once again. I can't believe this is my last episode. Episode 3. If I may decide if I may keep doing it or not, but this is a wrap up. I am done with this podcast. I want to thank you guys for listening to episode 1 and 2. And if you haven't listened to those, you should do that. Episode 1 is about basketball with my good friends Trey and William. And episode 2, I actually have 3 people. My first interview was Walker, and then I had Eli and Quaid, and they were super fun. And then I have Noah in this one, and it was just a really fun experience. And getting to figure out all these crazy stats with football, baseball, basketball, it's just great. And thanks again for listening, and hope to see you guys later. Peace out. We'll be right back.